VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The second of two Democratic presidential debates this week gets underway in just a couple of hours with former Vice President Joe Biden center stage. Biden is the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in national surveys, but Senators Kamala Harris of California and Cory Booker of New Jersey are expected to challenge the former vice president, who has pledged to not be as diplomatic in this debate as he was in the first one. AP political correspondent Hunter Woodall reports Democrats are hoping to gain support in key states that went for Donald Trump in 2016.
That's what Democrats seem to be looking for, is folks that can say we can win these states that we lost and we feel like we should be winning. So Michigan obviously is one of those states that will be a flashpoint, and having the debate here clearly a sign from the Democrats we are trying to show that we're taking Michigan, Midwestern states seriously this time around.
That's AP's Hunter Woodall. The U.S. Central Bank has decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's the Fed's first rate cut since 2008.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. While the economy is solid by most measures, in a statement, the central bank cites uncertainty about the outlook. Economic pressures are coming from President Trump's trade wars, chronically low inflation, and a dim global outlook. The Fed statement repeats a pledge to act as appropriate to sustain the expansion, wording that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The markets were not happy with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's announcement, though. All three major indices closed in negative territory. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reported Thursday that Kim Jong-un oversaw the first test firing